Today, the government had a warning on the economy from the ratings agency Standard & Poor's. An outlook downgrade had both the Treasurer and Shadow Treasurer looking contrite and saying the economy would come good according to their estimates. Meanwhile, Malcolm Turnbull was in Queensland for extensive talks with crossbencher MP Bob Katter and only got the news of the downgrade when he emerged. Ratings agency Standard & Poor's today revised their ratings outlook from stable to negative for Australia, citing questions over political stability after the election. Whilst not a ratings downgrade from AAA, the agency is in effect issuing a warning that Australia should get its books in balance and do something about our burgeoning debt levels. The Prime Minister was taking heed of the warning in a press conference this afternoon.
These are exciting times of great opportunity, but great challenge. S&P has reminded us that budget repair and that responsible public finances are absolutely critical.
AMP's chief economist Shane Oliver said on the ABC this afternoon that it was a warning sign.
Look, it's not the end of the world. The Australian economy kept growing back in 1986 when we last lost our AAA, but it's not a good thing. It shows that we've become a bit of a dumb country, a country that can't control government spending, or at least in a way that's adequately financed, that maybe we've lost our way a little bit, that this consensus that perhaps existed going through the 80s into the 90s about the need for sensible economic policy, the need for keeping the budget deficit under control, has been lost to some degree, and maybe this is a bit of a wake-up call.
And what are the effects of a AAA downgrade anyway? Shane Oliver again.
Think back to 2001. Lots of concern when Standard & Poor's downgraded the US from AAA. And, of course, what happened? Interest rates in the US went down, not up. Likewise, last week, the UK was downgraded, lost its AAA rating. What happened? UK interest rates went down, not up. It all depends on the economic circumstances. So my feeling is that the flow on in terms of borrowing costs in the economy would be relatively modest, if at all. And certainly today, what did the 10-year bond yield? Didn't do much. I think the risk would come. It's more about what it tells us about Australia, that maybe we're not on the right path anymore. And maybe there's a threat potentially for the exchange rate down the track.
In his efforts to put together a viable government, Malcolm Turnbull has just held a lengthy meeting today with lower house crossbencher Bob Katter. Bob Katter announced in a separate press conference in Brisbane that he would be supporting the Turnbull government by guaranteeing supply and passage of money bills to ensure stable government. He cited the agreement over the Gillard years with crossbenchers Oakeshott and Windsor and that this would work. I asked Professor of Politics Clem McIntyre of the University of Adelaide that with seats in doubt leaning towards the government today, how important actually is Bob Katter to the Liberals?
He's one of at least five crossbenchers. I think it looks like there will be no more than five. And if the government falls on 75 seats and needs one more, then any one of those five can talk to the government and try and advance their own local causes. So I think what we're seeing is, as you would expect, Bob Katter's been in the game a long time. He knows how these things work. He sees the opportunity to put the interests of his voters first and foremost as he opens negotiations with the party that's likely to form the government.
Bob Katter said he had 40 points that he was interested in pursuing with the government, and a lot of these had to do with the development in the top end, which he said in an interview with me last year.
Yeah, I mean, dams on the Ord and Fitzroy and taking that water south from those areas to the big open plains country of Western Australia. We've got the same concepts here in northeastern Australia. We get four of the nation's five biggest rivers, and there's no irrigation being taken out of any of them except for one dam on the Burdekin, and even that's pretty small beer. So that's where we want to go, that's what we want to do. But if they have opened the door with government guarantees, our projects stand up on their own merits. So ethanol is one of the very few. So instead of spending $25,000 million a year to the Middle East, surely it would be better if it was spent in Australia, in regional Australia, and of course that's in northern Australia where the water is.
So you think in northern Queensland it's going to be water-based projects that might get the Guernsey?
No, we have a canal project that will open up massive resources, but it gives you a super cheap highway to carry massive amounts of resource. And that's what we want and need to do.
And where would that be going from and to?
Well, at this stage, it's commercial in confidence, and I can't go further than that. Let's just say it's in northeastern Australia.
The degree to which the government can accommodate Bob Katter's views on ethanol, dams and development will depend on whether Scott Morrison will revise his budget. Clem McIntyre again.
Well, I think he will do anyway, regardless of Bob Katter's position, because we know that there is, however the House of Representatives finishes, we know that there is a strange mix in the Senate and a completely new and unpredictable mix of crossbenchers there who are likely to have their own agendas for reform. If the coalition forms government, it's going to need a goodly number of those new senators on the crossbench to align themselves with it and to support their legislation, and they'll each have their own demands. So I think it's going to be an immensely difficult task for a government to make a case for economic reform, because we know the sorts of priorities many of these new senators are bringing to Canberra. There's some scepticism about free trade agreements. There's obviously a lot of interest in Australian procurement, Australian goods first. I think that's going to mean that there's a lot of wheeling and dealing done in relation to passage of budget. So I think Scott Morrison, in a sense, is going to have to sit down, look at the makeup of the new parliament, see what he can and can't achieve, and it's going to be, I think, a fairly circumspect government for a while as it gets a feel for what it can manage in relation to support from the new Senate.
University of Adelaide's Professor Clem McIntyre there ending that report.